CreekCreek.com.
It was the outlaw Josie Wells that said, "Are you gonna draw them pistols or whistle Dixie?" So are we drawing those pistols or are we standing around? A lot of standing around when it comes to what to do with Afghanistan. And I worry for the people who are fighting the good fight right now in that country. It's been 8+ years. So there's a new strategy as far as what's being pushed on the American people. And there has been a 3-month delay. Yes, we'll call it a delay. Some say this is the right way to go because Obama is settling in and now has 6 or 7 meetings with the, what I'll call the mini war tribunal, various folks from the Pentagon, etc. Gates and Hillary Clinton has been on some of them, in on some of them. McChrystal's been in a couple of them as well. He, of course, is the general who is in charge of Afghanistan, as all of you know. So that's where we start this hour of America tonight. Kate Delaney hanging with you. Hope you had a very, very fine weekend, my friends. Coming off of a week where some of you had Veterans Day off, and I hope you took a minute to remember the veterans, those that have lost their lives, and the people who are, as I just said, fighting in Afghanistan, Iraq, and in Iraq and other places across the world, far and wide. So here's the deal. We've seen this now from David Axelrod, who's a White House senior advisor. He's saying there's a concern of the administration about exit strategy, and that's a factor in the decision process. Hillary Clinton, her take is, you know, we don't have any illusions. This isn't one of those days anymore when people would say, how are we going to help the Afghans build a modern democracy and a more functioning state and do all these great things? That's not true. Our primary focus is on the security of the United States and the mission. So stressing that, what is the mission? We are not interested in a long-term presence, obviously. But the idea is, I thought, certainly to go after the Taliban, really Al-Qaeda, the main goal. And how many people have come on this show, former members of defense teams in the Reagan White House, in the Bush White House, even in the Clinton White House, we've had people on, and they've talked about Pakistan over and over again. Bottom line is Hamid Karzai, and he is, of course, still the president. So what is the bar for this? What is the success bar here? And you think of the suicide bomb attacks that are happening. You think of what happened in the latest one in Kabul, which was, what, on Friday, and the horrible month that was October, and the guys who were ambushed and didn't really have any backup because they're lacking the air support that they needed, particularly in this one terrible region where they were cornered into a little village area and were flipped on, and they were bombed and rockets and everything else that you can imagine rained down on them, and eventually they lost their lives. Too many of our soldiers have found themselves in this situation. The former New York City mayor, Rudy Giuliani, says that the delay is political strategy, not war strategy. That is the thing. I don't care about the politics of this. I don't give a crap about the politics of this. It is about the soldiers. It is about the American people. If we took it in two categories, human life and the cost, we see what's happening in our country, the unemployment rates, and some people struggling to keep their heads above water, certainly. What happened to us on Wall Street, the greed that started to kill this country and take a knock out of some of the 401ks. So that much more money that we don't have, we're spending on this war, and then we just have this big question mark over it. You have the U.S. ambassador to the country, Eikenberry. A guy who was a general, who said to the White House he's got massive reservations about whether problems with the Afghan government could actually undermine the effectiveness of any troop increase, saying, you know, why even go there? It's lasted far too long already. In the meantime, Obama will definitely have overwhelming support, at least if we believe what we hear from the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who says there's no question that the Republican senators will grant the troop requests, but they're frustrated by the inaction. So your take on this, America, is most wanted on this show. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Jeremiah, who hung on in Illinois. Thanks for swinging through. What's your take on this? You're the first crack at it this hour.
Well, I would say that this is absolutely a political strategy, not a war strategy. If it was a war strategy, we would have gone in there with our special operations like we did when we led the war. We went in there first with special operations. We went in there with the strategy to kill the bad guys, but we had no strategy after that. We had no strategy for, you know, infrastructure or getting them away from growing poppies. We need to teach these people how to build and how to grow crops other than poppies so that they can become self-sufficient, not so that, you know, we can sit there and continue to fight a war that's never-ending. In addition to that, we need to go in there with the and take the gloves off. We need to go in there and kill the bad guys, continue to kill the bad guys until they're not there anymore, until the people around them realize, hey, this is not a lucrative business any longer. You know, we need to get on the winning side, and we're not doing that. We're not giving our generals, we're not giving our soldiers the support that they need militarily, and it's ridiculous. I served in Afghanistan. I served in Kuwait. We led the way into Iraq, my unit did. It, you know, back then we were told, in Kuwait, we were told, go in there, kill the bad guys, do your job when you get into Iraq. In Afghanistan, we were told very pointedly, no, you're going out looking for a fight, and we're not going to support that to the detriment of one mission where I can remember, sitting there getting ready to go out because we knew guys were getting ready to get ambushed, and we had our birds turning and burning, and we were ordered by the commanding general of the region, no, you're looking for a fight, and they're on their own. And we lost a our combat photographer. He was 19 years old.
Wow, Jeremiah, thanks so much for sharing all this with us. I mean, you were there, and you saw, and you wanted to be there. You wanted to help him, and you wanted to help the others, and you were told no. So that's the problem, huh?
That's the biggest problem. And I want to say thank you to all of our veterans and all my friends who sent me text messages on Veterans Day to say thank you. And I'm getting ready to re-enlist back into the Army because that's where I'm needed. So.
All right, Jeremiah, thanks so much for your thoughts and again for your service to this country. We appreciate you being so candid with us. And it's about your re-enlisting because you want to be there and you want to help the other guys that are there, right?
That's absolutely correct. We need to go over there. We need to support our troops. We need to secure the nation. I mean, we can't go back to an isolationist attitude like we had during World War One and World War Two. Because we found it doesn't work. We have to act globally to secure our interests locally. And that's just the way the world is anymore.
All right, Jeremiah, thanks. We appreciate it. Thank you for hanging on. And, again, thank you for your service to this great nation. Again, we can't emphasize enough, no matter what we say, no matter what any of the callers say on the show, there's no doubt, I think all of us across the board are supporting the troops. And you hear his story, his personal story, plea for more troops because look what happens in a particular battle that he's involved in that he can't go and help somebody. 800-259-5791.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Delaney's my name, and on this show, we talk about a lot of different things, including, obviously, Afghanistan, the situation in Gitmo, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, what's happening there, the fact that he's going to be tried in a federal court, and there's a lot of other things that are rattling and rolling across this great country, and we'll jump to that as well. But Afghanistan, of course, on many of our minds, the strategy, what's the end game, the soldiers who are there, their families. We just went through Veterans Day. And it's heartbreaking. I've recently seen two great documentaries that I would recommend to anyone. One is called Section 60. It's an HBO documentary. You probably can rent it for a buck or whatever if you don't have HBO. And then there was another one I saw, and talk about ripping your heart out. It's called Alive Day, and it's something, if soldiers are listening, you know what this is. It's when somebody's hit and they survive. Maybe they lose their legs or an arm or use of something or whatever, but they lose a lot of blood, but ultimately they don't think they're going to survive, but they survive something catastrophic like these roadside bombs, which is really what's happened to so many in Afghanistan and certainly in Iraq. And it's a real eye-opener as to what's happening, and I think a lot of people don't understand. Certainly war is hell, but for those of us who haven't served and really seeing what the troops are going through in Afghanistan and the warfare now compared to a couple of wars back is certainly very, very, very different. Bert in St. Louis, it's your shot on this one. Hey, Bert.
Hey, good morning. I thought that there were some good comments made by your earlier caller, Mark. But he left out a few things. One thing we didn't inherit. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening, sure.
One thing we didn't inherit with the Bush administration was a president and administration that didn't constantly whine and complain about what they inherited.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that gets old after a little while. I mean, he did want the job, mm-hmm. and there was a lot of yes, we cans along the way to that job.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that Obama hasn't inherited, the last 2 years of the Bush administration, he was working with a Democrat Congress, and Obama is not working with a hostile Congress threatening to cut off funds for our troops incessantly. And he's not working with an opposition party that is criminalizing his office, calling our troops murderers, Nazis, gulag keepers, butchers, dumb, what Kerry called them, dumb, Murtha called them cold-blooded murderers. That type of support that was received from the highest levels of the Democrat Party, which is in power now, that's another thing Obama hasn't inherited. One of the things he did inherit was a stabilized Iraq, which against all odds and great vocal opposition from the Democrats, who were totally resistant to the surge, Bush handed over, I think, what most people call what could, the best that can be hoped for in Iraq right now, which is actually that stability that exists in Iraq now that Bush gave to Obama is allowing Obama the option to throw more troops at Iraq if he so chooses.
Yeah, good. You know what the point is, too? When did you think the turning point with Iraq was? It was the surge.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
The surge that was condemned almost unanimously by the Democrat Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of, I guess, now that they are in power and you don't hear these calls for cutting off funds and this, that, it's perfectly clear that the Democrats were having historic levels of partisanship, hostile partisanship towards the president at the expense of the troops for clearly what was purely domestic partisan gains and goals.
Yeah, politics.
I don't think you can, especially in light of what we see now. Hey, they got the whole ball of wax. They can cut the funds off.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
You know, it's funny you don't hear peep about that.
You know why they won't do that, of course, because they're playing the game of politics. And you know this, next year, every seat in the House is up. And every single person that's in Congress now, for the most part, they want to be reelected.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought that man made some good points, but I just thought I'd add a little more historical accuracy to what he already added.
All right, you excellent caller. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Sure.
All right, let's move on to John, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hey, John.
Good evening, Kate. I'm an American living up here, okay? And we've been watching this for 5 years in Canada. The Canadian troops have been in the south in Kandahar province, one of the 34 provinces of Afghanistan. They've been holding it with 2,500 men for 5 years. They've lost 130 dead and 700 wounded, okay, in a country that's 10% of the population of the U.S. So the equivalent losses for America in that time would have been 1,300 dead in Afghanistan. And to this point, in 8 years, they've lost about 900 dead in Afghanistan. So Canada's taken a greater loss per capita than any NATO country. So they have some experience there. But you got to understand, Afghanistan, we ignored it for 8 years. You didn't do anything. You left the Canadians and the Brits and the others fighting there. They've been losing, and now the Canadian troops, the British troops, and the American troops are suffering because Bush went to Iraq instead. And you diverted from getting after the guy we really wanted, Bin Laden and all those clowns. And now we're paying the price. So all these people are phoning in and saying it's only that, look, it's, It has not been dealt with for 8 years. And I don't care what Bush says, he didn't do it. And now we're paying the price. So everyone, look, I don't care if it's a Democrat or Republican. I'm worried about Canadian, British, and American soldiers who are doing the fighting. They're the ones who are dying. And yes, we should send more troops, but you better be real careful what you do when you get in there. Don't rush in, because we've seen for 5 years, those IEDs have been blowing up Canadian troops for 5 years.
Yeah, they're terrible. Are you kidding? It's the worst. I just saw a story tonight. Of course, we've had people on America Tonight talking about it, but I saw yet another story on 60 Minutes or somewhere. It was 60 Minutes. And they specifically went out on patrol in these million-dollar tanks that they have, trying to find the bombs on the roads to keep it clear for other people. And half the time, their guys get injured, but they aren't killed because of the way the design of the vehicle is. But in the typical tanks, even with everything they have, you know this, that's what's happening. They're losing limbs, seeing the people, their friends, be blown apart. It's tragic. Absolutely, it's tragic. And you know what? Here's the thing. The IEDs, thanks for the call. The IEDs cost like $10 to make. About $10. You're like with a clothespin and a wire and whatever. That's the kind of bombs that we're talking about. And this is what the soldiers are going through. I think actually our friend John in Montreal made a great point. I mean, you know, it is true. Afghanistan was ignored. Yes, there was troops there, but the major play was Iraq. Then it became Afghanistan. And you can't do this halfway, and that's the thing. You can't do this halfway. It is about the troops. It is about the troops. Because if I'm going to enlist, if I'm there to help my brothers, I need the backup. You need the backup. Or why do you dangle someone there? Why would you dangle someone out there? You wouldn't, right? Yeah, it's like we watch football on Sunday, and it's its own little war. You stand on a football field, especially, then you get the real sense of what it's like to get smashed on the line. You talk to some of those offensive linemen, and they talk about somebody having their back. You know, when somebody's short, somebody's down, and they get somebody else in on the left guard, or they get somebody else on the right side, you see what happens, and suddenly there's injuries galore a lot of times because the new guy can't handle it. So it would be like dangling them out without any help on the right or any help on the left. Imagine how many more times the quarterback would get slammed to the ground and risk the concussions or anything else that could possibly happen injury-wise. But now we're talking about a whole new level. We're talking about going up another notch. Somebody who knows the terrain, who can shoot the rockets right down on the unit that's been ambushed, been lured toward the situation by some people that they've entrusted, who have flipped on them and said where they're going to be. And that's happened a bunch of times. Certainly we saw that with the October massacres. 800-259-5791. We'll take more on the flip side. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Let's go! Books blurred down the street. People went out low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. The sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Hey, gonna get to do. Another one bites the dust.
All right, we're talking about Afghanistan and some of the things now that are being said out of Washington. There's been this three-month process from we're coming up with a strategy. It's gone on and on and on, and now it's up to that three-month mark. Some like the idea that they say Obama's meeting with various people and trying to take his time at this. Others say it's political, nonsense, and it's not about the soldiers, it's not about any of that, it's just a political stand to try to appease everyone because a lot of people don't think we should be in Afghanistan and then others think we should be. So if you're playing for another 4 years, you have to, pay attention to the strings that are pulling you. And the latest thing that's coming out is out of Washington is we're going to lower the bar for the strategy here in Afghanistan, and we're coming up with an exit strategy. So we've had this 3 month period trying to set up what we're calling a new war strategy. But I think Democrats and Republicans, by the way, are both frustrated with that because they're arguing that, you know, hey, he might be within his rights to take his time and that the mission should be narrowed. But at the first time, it's, this is going on and on and on and on and on. And the more we do this, the more we're dangling current troops who need more help, who don't have enough help. So now that we're back to the drawing board, ultimately, what's going to happen here? The announcement, by the way, from my sources, what they tell me in the Pentagon is you should get it just before or after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, of course, is November 26th. I'm thinking probably after Thanksgiving or somewhere during that holiday, perhaps it'll eke out as to what the strategy is, sort of as a test, thinking that we might all be, get that sleepiness with the turkey, tryptophan. We might be all kind of drugged out on tryptophan, and we won't realize what is actually being announced. All right, let's go to Purnell, who's patiently been waiting in St. Louis. Hey, Purnell.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for the call.
Good. Appreciate the show. Hey, I just wanted to say, first off, I was just channel surfing and ran across your show. And I do appreciate you not being one of those right-wing lunatics that usually comes on this station in St. Louis. So, first of all. And secondly, I wanted to say about all the Republicans who keep speaking out about Obama's political views about the war. They didn't do any of this stuff when Bush was in office. And that's what gets me. Everybody's been up in arms about a three-month waiting period. If my son was going to enlist into the service, I'm glad that their commander-in-chief would take their time before putting him in harm's way. Now, we understand that the Afghan soldiers right now are having a hard time, but this is the consequences of not taking care of business when we sent them down in the first place. Now, the first place that we'd have took our time before sending them, we'd have a better strategy. But Bush, I truly believe, just was out of his league and did the worst military-wise.
I'll tell you what I thought happened with Bush. I thought some of the people around Bush were, and I think the commander-in-chief, it's the generals or the advisors or the people around you, who you pick as the Secretary of Defense, you know, et cetera. All that stuff plays into this. And I think that there were some big mistakes made there, and that's where I think the Bush administration struggled. But I'll disagree with you on this. I don't think, Purnell, that Bush didn't get a free pass in my mind. I think a lot of people shellacked him in the media. I think that a lot of people called a lot of different radio shows, and maybe not a particular station you're saying, but I think that that Bush certainly took a chunk out of Bush, too. When you're the president of the United States, thanks for the call, when you're the president of the United States, you're going to get criticized from all ends. The problem with Obama, to me, is, and I, you know, Bush might have been the same way, but he tried to keep it on, I'm sure he was, but he tried to keep it under wraps, is with this administration, they seem to whine about it. It's like the whole thing with the Fox deal. I mean, who cares? Why do you care about some news organizations or talk radio or whatever? Because you have too many other important problems. So my biggest problem with them is constantly worried about, I think, playing too much politics, worried about keeping peace with extreme liberals, worried about keeping peace with the independents, etc., and not just full steam ahead, whatever the decision is. And I think that in the case of Afghanistan, there's just, like I mentioned, there's two ways to look at it. In waiting those months, you're also endangering the people who are already serving. It's you just got to think about it. It's like anything. If I'm out there, if I'm in any of the wars, pick any of the recent wars, whether it's Iraq or whether it's Afghanistan or whether it's the Gulf War, etc. If I'm out there and I don't have the right, remember this, I don't have the right gear, I don't have the right people backing me up, I don't have the air support. I'm already walking a thin line anyway. And I know that, you know, my guys in my unit have my back, but what happens when a bunch of them are picked off and the other half of us are in front of that line? Who's got our back then? Who are the backup people? What, you know what the strategy is, of course, in this situation is to go in and to, again, get to know the villagers, get some of the Taliban to drop their weapons, take the money, and help the Americans. And, of course, it has to be part of the government as well. In other words, if the government is riddled with corruption, that's not going to help the situation of what the guys are trying to fight there in this extremely difficult region to fight in the mountains. I mean, think of the soldiers that are already there and think of the people that are fighting them. How many? The weapons they have, but the knowledge they have of the terrain and the people who are helping them, because they'll get paid. Whose side are they on? The Taliban or the U.S. governments? Dave is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Kate, how are you tonight?
Good. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Where were you when I was single?
You're so funny.
Well, I tend to agree with you more than I do with my wife. I agree with you about the whole inheritance thing. It's not the reason that I called, but you know, you knew that when you asked for the job. It was, you know, it comes with the office.
Right.
Three quick things about Afghanistan is just my own opinion. I think the most important thing that can be given to the troops is a definition of victory. What is it that's going to mean that we have won? And then I think the second most important thing is a measurement. You know, how will you measure that we have won or that we still are need to continue the fight? And then thirdly, and maybe the most controversial, I don't know, and with the greatest respect to the generals, and I'm not saying this flippantly, but I believe that it's below any president's pay grade to set the strategy. I think it's the president's pay grade and job to define victory and define the metrics for victory, and then leave it to his staff, his generals. He pays mm-hmm. people to come up with the strategy.
That's right.
That achieves those objectives.
That's right. Sure, because he can't. He's dealing with domestic agenda. He's dealing with foreign agenda. He's dealing with war strategy, war situations. There's a zillion things, right? But it's like we just said. You're the president. You wanted the gig, so you got to face the music. Not everyone's going to love you. You got to dance to your own tune. Whether we hate you, like you, agree with you, whatever. I respect the man. It's because it's only been men so far. If there was a woman and I liked her, I would say the same thing. I respect the men that get in that office. And you just have to weather the storm, whether the people around you are telling you, don't say this, don't do that, because the polls are lagging, the independents don't like you anymore, the liberals are furious about this or that or whatever. And the most important thing is, you're right, the strategy has to, ultimately, you're the Solomon, you're the divider, you have to decide.
Exactly. And you pay people to come up with the strategy of how to achieve your objectives. That's
right.
The general's job.
Right.
Before the break, you had talked about a football team. Everybody's got a position to play, and if you're trying to play somebody else's, then yours isn't being played.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're vulnerable, and then that's when more severe injuries and whatnot can happen. And that's what's happening. You might have some of the brightest and some of the best, some that are there on the front lines, that are in the tanks, that are going down the dirt roads, and a $10 bomb can kill them. And they need backup. They need air support. They need drones. They need whatever they need. If this is the direction we're headed, you have to give them the support. You have to give them the support, or you take them out. I just don't see how you can play the middle game.
Do your job and let them do theirs.
Yes, you can't do. You just really can't do the middle game. That's what's so dangerous. That's what's so dangerous. You have to know that those people, those units, those whatever, are in place for you. It was like when there wasn't enough armor, and so then you had a lot of women in the country, and probably men too, that were sending their sons and sending their units as much equipment as they could, because they wanted to say, well, forget it. If they're not getting what they need, sure, we're going to send it to them. And so that's the thing, but we can't send them bodies. You and I can't. It's up because I'm not the president. We can certainly talk about it, and we can certainly rave to our Congress people or senators that, hey, something needs to be done. You got to make some kind of decision here. And some people are going to hate your decision, and some people are going to like it, but they're going to make a decision, bottom line. So we'll see, because that's
the definition of victory.
Yeah, what's the definition of victory? Exactly. I think that's what they're trying to do now. Dave, thanks. Good call. I think that's what they're trying to do now, is to say we have different parameters than we've had in the past. You know, that's ultimately the bottom line. Hey, we're going to switch gears here, coming back on the flip side, and lighten the load, as it were. Many of us, thanks to our soldiers, have the freedoms of watching football week 10 in the NFL. What was it like? How did it unfold? We'll tell you next.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Hello, at OffTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OffTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OffTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Hip position, toss sweep, left to Charles, breaks one tackle, now two, at the 40-yard line of the Raiders and in the secondary, 30, 25, 20, turns on that Olympic speed, 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City, the first rushing touchdown this season for Kansas City comes from 30, 44 yards out.
The second half has begun. Courtney Roby waits for it to come down, takes it in on the 5, is 4, the 15 to the 20, 25, 30, across the 35, and he's free, midfield, down to the 40, 30, 25, 20, say bye-bye, Courtney Roby brings the second half kickoff back, 96 yards for the touchdown.
Handoff, Adrian plays strong out to the left, cuts back to the right, breaks the tackle inside the 20, Packers crowd the line of scrimmage. Romo on the shotgun here at the snap. Romo looking, dumps it off right side. Intercepted! Intercepted at the goal line by Woodson! And there is your dagger! Right through the star, the Dallas Cowboy helmet!
You gotta love Matt Johnson's creativity with the tunage there. What a week, week 10 in the NFL. What happened to those Cowboys, you Cowboy lovers out there? I thought they were going to have the big bagel on the board for the first time in a very long time. The Cowboys were terrible against the Packers. That was a brutal game. The Chargers tried to, or the Eagles tried to fight off the Chargers. Didn't have much luck there. The Saints moved to 9-0, although they had a close call against the Rams of all football teams. It was a crazy, crazy week. How about the Bengals? They get the Steelers sweep. What a week, week 10. Like I said, looking at the board, the big buildup was for the Sunday night game. And ultimately, our computer, as smart as it is, sitting there in Minneapolis, did choose as our nail to score game. If you have no clue what I'm talking about, on our Friday show, it's really Friday morning in our third hour, the computer randomly picks the game of the week, and the computer picked the Patriots and the Colts. It turned out at the end to be a really close game. It didn't look like it was going to be that kind of a game, certainly in Indianapolis, but it did end up being that kind of a game. So I'll tell you this before we go to the game. You don't have to know anything about football. You might just like football. You might not even like it at all. It's like playing the lottery. If you call us in the third hour on our Friday show and you say who you think is going to win the game and what you think the final score is going to be and you nail the score, you win an incredible prize pack from us here at ATN. I was just for a second thinking because I just got some more stuff in, actually. And I mean, it's all kind of great prizes, like a cell phone, movie tickets, also a bunch of gift certificates to restaurants across the country, and then a few other surprises as well. So far, nobody's been able to nail the score and win, but I'm hoping somebody will. All right, here is the highlights of the Patriots and the Colts.
Ball to the left to Brady. Direct snap to Brady. Looks. Fires left. Touchdown, Randy Moss. Tom Brady, a 5-yard bullet to Randy Moss. Brady's third touchdown pass of the game.
Takes the snap. Pumps. Looks. He's going to throw it deep, intended for Reggie Wayne. Reggie's got it. Touchdown. Was it Garcon? Pierre Garcon. Garcon makes up for it with a great catch and touchdown.
Penning. Play action fake. Back to throw. Fires down the field. And it is intercepted at the 45-yard line. Picked off by Brand by Patriot down the right sideline and going out of bounds is, I believe, Jonathan Willite. Yes, Jonathan Willite with a second Patriots interception of the game.
It's third down at about one.
This has been Canning.
Dye takes it off the right side. Joseph bangs it in. Touchdown. Joseph's second of the night. 2:23 to go. And the Colts trail 34-27.
And the Patriots apparently are going to either go for it or try to draw the Colts offside.
Now Falk comes over as a wing back to the right. Brady is after the backfield. And up, and he's snapped. He's going to throw it. Brady throws it upfield. It is short of the first down. It is short. The Colts take over at the 29. First down from the New England 14. Manning looks for the quick throw. Throws to Reggie. Touchdown! Reggie Wayne! Oh, yes, 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 yes! Reggie scores with 13 seconds left to go. The extra point to come. The game is tied at 34. The Colts win! They win! They win! 35-34. What an incredible football game we have seen tonight.
Yeah, what an incredible game it was. You heard that, 35-34, the Colts. Nobody nailed the score. Greg in Kentucky guessed 31-27. I had Colts 27-24. We had a couple of other people that guessed the Colts, but nobody came close score-wise. You had Ken in Kentucky who said Colts 24-18, for example. You had Joel in Kentucky who said 24-20 Colts. A lot of the guys in Kentucky were going for the Colts. Jen in Iowa liked the Colts, but it was 21-17. Matt Johnson said Patriots 42-38. Patriots 42-38. So he had the wrong team and the wrong score, too. And what's... Yeah, that's what happens when you don't win. The big thing, though, that people will be talking about, certainly on sports talk shows across America, is Bill Belichick risking everything on that one play, on the idea to go for it on fourth down. In fact, it was fourth and two from his own 28-yard line with two minutes and 8 seconds on the clock, and the Patriots called a timeout, their second timeout, and so they didn't have any. They set up the play. It was a pass from Brady to Kevin Faulk, and it didn't work this time. Faulk made kind of a juggling catch, but Bullitt was the guy who had to come in for, he was a replacement guy for Sanders, and he came up the field and drove the RB into the ground, the running back into the ground, just, what was it, a half yard short of the marker, and he thought that they were going to make it, and they didn't do it, and so the Colts get the ball, and then you heard what happened there at the tail end. Peyton Manning, boy, you just cannot, you can't give him any time. So he throws a 1 yard TD to Reggie Wayne with 13 seconds, and wow, so the Colts with that win over the Patriots. A gutsy gamble, as I just read on some website, or the dumbest decision you've ever seen. I don't know, what do you think, Matt? Was it a gutsy gamble or a stupid decision?
That was Bill Belichick trying to outsmart himself. He's made a lot of genius calls before. I remember there was a couple of years ago he took a safety so that he'd be able to have a free kick and give the team poor field position, and they ended up winning because of it. He's done very ingenious things like that, but this time you got to just punt the ball.
Oh, and, no kidding, a six-point lead?
Yeah, you got to punt the ball and make them go the entire field.
Absolutely, crush your defense.
I mean, that's something you see when you're playing the Madden video game, is going for it, on your own 20-yard line. That's the only time you see that. And that's exactly what I thought, too. I immediately got on my phone. I texted my buddy. I'm like, this is something you would do when you're playing us,
Yeah, that was a bad decision. I think it was a really, really bad decision. Hey, he had to trust them. He had to punt it. That's what he should have done, and he blew it. It was just a bad move. I was very shocked by that.
Even if
very,
you're
very
on,
shocked.
Like, midfield at the 50-yard line, I still think that's kind of borderline. But on your own, what was it, the 28 or 29?
Yeah, 28.
I mean, you're giving Peyton Manning
why?
Just endless shots at the end zone to win the game.
Right. And you know he can do it.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, what are you doing? I was so stunned by that. I think that was, like I said, I'm sure sports talk shows, the lines are just blowing up across the nation because, definitely in Boston, because it was a crazy gamble that he didn't need to take. If there was a reason that you'd have to take it, but especially with that field position and the lead, the way he had the lead, what a gamble that you just, And then now you look at the Colts and look at where they are and look where the Saints are. I mean, it's just a wild season. Here we go, week 10, going into week 11. And, now some teams are playing for wild cards, too. And there's others that are clear-cut winners, like the Colts and like the Saints, I think. Hey, I want to mention this, since this is kind of a sports shorts thing, I want to mention this quickly. There was a golf phenom, Michelle Wee, who came on the scene, and everybody thought, oh, she's like the female Tiger Woods. Nike gave her all these big bucks to represent her so she'd wear their stuff. She won her first LPGA title. First one, wow, 3 under 69, two-stroke win over Paula Kramer. It was in Guadalajara, Mexico. Lorena Ochoa has a tournament there, and she won at 20 years old. I think she was, probably crying afterwards. She had her putter in her hand and put her arms in the sky. She had to feel like a big weight was certainly lifted off of her back. All right, as always, as I like to say here at the end, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And remember, folks, you can get on that horse anytime you want to. Reach out and grab the brass ring.
Putting together a girls' night out. Want you to come.
Why would I ever want to go out with you? I hate you.
Yeah, I know. I hate you, too. That's the way girls are.